Okay, I really hope this is recording. I pray that I don't delete this.
Yeah, don't delete
okay.
this.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to Gigi's podcast with her, only of her two friends. That is also her sister, because
this is really sad.
These are the only two people that I know ever.
This is really the Joe Rogan experience.
No. This is the JRE.
This is
the
JRE right here.
We're talking to you full of
okay,
we
got that Kanye was my best there. Shot at an intro, and I'm just going to go with this.
All right.
Jeez,
and this is sucks. Our second time filming this because I deleted all of it the first time. So this is us a week later, and we're better.
Yeah.
We're better now. We know more.
Should we all say our names?
Okay, I'm here with...
I'm Atticus.
I'm Maya, fourth year computer science.
Oh, am I supposed
nobody
to say
asked.
My
no one asked.
I'm just a local man, but I'm also like in Clinton Lab. So.
And I'm Gigi, and my major is something.
We care
okay,
about our
and
grades.
How has disabilities affected
okay,
you?
Okay, no, I'm asking the questions.
You missed it completely.
Oh, okay, I get you. And we're going to talk about ableism and how... it affects people in society and how it is not good. And I will go more into that after I ask these questions. Because my brain can only do so much at once.
Ooh, is that a dino?
Okay.
Oh, I know this guy.
Okay. Oh, also Boots is here.
Boots
the
is
cat.
Here.
He speaks to... She speaks. See? She'll talk a lot this whole time. Okay. Anyways. Atticus.
Yes.
Can you share? Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay,
no,
my brain's back on track. Okay. Can you share a personal experience where you faced ableism and how it affected you? And do not say that the first story you told the first time we filmed.
Oh, what?
Because I'm sure you can think of something where it's like affected
yeah,
you in
no,
a more...
Obviously, I just meant more that, towards like, it's really sad to see that like,
oh,
when I tell... like people I'm interested in that I'm autistic, it usually means I have a lower chance.
Yeah.
I operate very closely to what is considered neurotypical.
Yeah.
And so like it's hard for me to explain to people like, no, I took the test, I have autism.
Yeah.
Like, I am diagnosed, I you know, but I'm a normal person. Like I'm not, there's nothing about me that's like specifically different, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I do stuff differently. I don't like certain textures or fabrics, but, like, for the most part, I'm a normal person. It's just the niche differences in people, and it's just another... I don't know.
My thing is, anytime I meet someone, I just don't automatically assume they're neurotypical. I just always think somebody, like, not that there's, like, something...
Everybody got
something
wrong? I
don't know. No, I just think, like, I don't know if anybody's necessarily,
well,
like, normal.
Are you really categorizing people into those two distinct categories?
No.
That's the problem.
No.
I don't think that's what people are normally
yeah.
doing. So, it's not... But I do think people, regardless on if you know you have a disability or neurodivergency, they can... Neurotypical people do take notice of that
mm-hmm.
pretty easily, regardless of if you know it yourself. And then they do treat... you different based on how you're appearing to in society. Even if you do appear like the most neurotypical person, if you do have autism, I still think there is a portion that is clockable to a certain extent by other people who are neurotypical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how many times it like
very very just outspoken ableism
when
in
it's
general,
like yeah
and,
that
like, rhetoric.
Not do that to my pants, sorry.
The cat is attacking him.
This cat wants my pants.
She's just making dough.
We made dough yesterday.
Bread.
No, I didn't. I watched people make dough.
I made dough yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. What I was going to say, when I look back on the past and, like, especially, like, not knowing for sure, like, if... Well, I knew that I wasn't neurotypical, but nobody ever, like, flat out, like... like, if I wasn't diagnosed for sure.
There's just a feeling of, like, I'm different. There's something different. There's something wrong.
I knew my whole...
I'm not relating to other people.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's the problem, is people see it as there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not. Like, dude, all I do that's different than most people is I probably smoke war weed and play Minecraft.
A lot of it is just also, it's just differences in thought processes. Like, a lot of times with autism, it's bottom-up thinking when neurotypical people do, like, top-down thought processes. And it's just, and if it getting neurodivergent people can get really stuck on details overall, whereas, like, a specific detail wouldn't affect a neurotypical person in the same way.
Another question. What are some subtle or everyday examples of ableism that people may not recognize? Is that what we kind of just said?
We kind of went over it, but I think we can do a more concrete idea of it.
I mean, we live on a campus on a hill.
Yeah.
That's kind of ableist. I mean, well, okay, not the concept of putting buildings on a hill is ableist. Don't get me wrong. Just kind of a consequence of where we decided to put this school.
But that's just how...
And the thing is, there's no reason we don't have, like, a better bus system that actually gets you where you need to go. And you can find the bus because they got rid of the app. And I just kind of stand out in the cold now. And, like, I don't know, like, this really wouldn't be hard to put a couple more ramps in places, guys. Like,
yeah. A lot of our buildings, too, I don't think are the most accessible. Bailey Hall, for instance, is a hall that I go into every day, and the front doors to it is just straight to stairs. There's no elevator at all in the front door.
Is that the really old one?
Yes, it's right next to Strong Hall.
Yeah, well, Strong is that way, too.
Yeah.
That's the one I was thinking
of. So if you want to, if you're someone who has to use an elevator who can't go upstairs, you have to go to the back of the building, into the back entrance, and find where the elevator is there. And that is not something that is very easily accessible for people in general. I just think our buildings aren't up to par with a lot of it. Our elevators are sketchy.
Oh, and Budig, if you guys ever, if you want to sit anywhere but the first row, you're screwed.
Yeah, it's
and
stairs.
I mean, that's.
Yeah.
That is one thing, though, that we're fortunate for. Like you were saying last time we filmed this. Like, how we're able to mask a lot of our symptoms, and, like...
Because it's more invisible disabilities, and it is, like, very just out in the open.
So...
Yeah, I don't have any sort of visual disabilities.
Yeah, or physical,
Yeah.
So...
It is fortunate in that sense, but it's still, getting around campus is difficult. I couldn't imagine being, like, a wheelchair user, like, just in general, trying to get around campus. And then, just in the way of, like, I think having a society that is very time-focused, especially, like, with, like, clocking in or getting to class on time or getting to work on time and being, like, very schedule-driven is, one, just not productive for everyday thought. Like, time in of itself is a construct, something we made up. It really doesn't exist. but it's just, we needed a way to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then...
Points of reference is all time is really good
but
for,
like,
but
this is something, especially with capitalism on top of it, who is able to create, like, a schedule and then punish you if you're unable to adhere to it, especially with work. If you're only, like, a couple minutes late, you can get in trouble for it. Like, I think stuff like that, because that's something I struggle a lot with, too, is I'm very time blind in my work and my activities, and I forget. And it's not even forget, it's just I get so enthralled in, like, some other tasks that getting to stuff on time is just a difficulty that I have.
No, I know. If I, like, tell anybody a certain time, I'm 30 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, and it's so bad. Like, even, it was really tough in high school. I don't have.
Like, getting to class and stuff?
Well, just because I would get tardies 30 seconds late.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And, like, at 8 in the morning to my first class of the day when I live 30 minutes away. And secondly, when I wake, like, when I get ready, I need to, like, sit and stare at a wall for, like, 30 minutes before my brain can, like, function to move or do anything.
Actually, that's really real. I find myself, you know, like, there were the classes I cared about, like, theater I cared about, and, like, woodworking I really cared about for some reason. And like in woodworking, I just built a guitar because I was bored. And so it's stuff like that where it's like, I operate on what I want to do and that only, and that's really not conducive to a capitalist society.
Yeah.
Because individuality is not something that is rewarded nowadays.
But then I feel weird saying that because, like, I feel like I'm supposed to be, like, if I, like, put myself through college, mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be, like, doing whatever I have to do to get a degree. But then again, it's like, I also don't function, like...
Yeah, being in my fourth year of college here and only recently discovering that I have ADHD and stuff like that, it's been very, like, not knowing my entire life, because I was always able to just get homework done during class in high school.
Yes.
So that's why I never really had any issues doing it outside of school, because I just did it in class. But whereas college was a big change where all my work was done outside of class, I was struggling with being able to do it in general. And just getting diagnosed, like, all those challenges, I'm very much understanding why, like, 40% of people with ADHD graduate only, and when they start college and all that stuff. It's just, the challenges are there, and I'm very much realizing them.
Yeah, no, same. Especially when you realize that, like, it could be so much
easier.
Like, it's crazy knowing that people's brains function, and they don't, like, have all the extra, like, stuff that's going on. Because there's, like, a million thousand
of them.
Whatever I just said, there's all that in my brain happening all of the time.
Well, you see, medicating properly, I guess. Mm-hmm. Not even really just Adderall. Adderall is what it is for me. But just being medicated properly just changed everything for me.
Cause literally.
I can function. I can get stuff done. I have time. I'm more social. I'm way funnier. Like, I love... when I have been.
But it's nice when you feel like you can be a person. Like, because I feel like before I was medicated, I just felt like I was just there. Like, just existing, but, like, mm-hmm. not contributing anything. Plus, I didn't want to be there.
When I actually took my ADHD medicine and I did my homework and stuff, that was insane to me. Being able to start tasks, I struggle with transitions a lot, especially, I don't like there's so many tasks, and, like, find my car keys, find my wallet, get my car, start my car, leave, arrive at the place, get out of my car, go inside the store, find what I'm looking for, get back in my car, go back to my house, you know, all that stuff is just so much at times that, like, I feel like a lot of people don't think about all the energy that's, like, required in, like, the transition period, and I think that's why a lot of us tend to, like, after we're done with, like, tasks, we sit in our car and just, like, and don't get out for a bit, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, don't do that. That's really unsafe. That's, like, prime time to get robbed. You're sitting there with all your stuff on you. If somebody pulls up with a gun, there's nothing you can do. You can't get out of your car. Get,
like, carbon monoxide poisoning.
No, I mean, if you do that in your garage, like
that's one of Virgin Suicides.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Okay. Here we go. Da-da-da-da. How would you define ableism for those unfamiliar with the term? I feel like I should have said this first.
Well, yeah, but, sorry.
I'll put it in the beginning.
Yeah, just chop this up.
We know
how.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, how would you define ableism for those unfamiliar with the term?
Well, ableism is discrimination against people with disabilities.
Yeah.
That is as definitive as...
Yeah.
It, like, that's as all-encompassing as it can get. But ableism can come in multiple forms and facets, and you can see it in multiple different... like, there's social ableism, there's political ableism, there's, you know, just ableist...
Yeah.
...interactions. There are, like... I don't know.
I got off track.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Going back home, talking to people from our town, especially in Kensington, that I feel like that is a very ableist town. Yeah.
Just for context, Kensington is a small town of 400 around people that we grew up in. I think going there and hearing people talk about it, they sound like they just have zero idea on what is going on in the world. And it's very regressive, and it sounds like people who are very sheltered. And I think, is that kind of what you're going on?
Yeah. They just don't know. That's the thing. That's what I didn't know in my head. I was like, if I'm like, all of these things, if I have ADHD, if I have OCD, if I'm, like, why didn't anybody tell me?
Or,
like,
the adults back there aren't even aware of it themselves.
But they're not aware.
To the point. And I think it's definitely, that's also a barrier in ways of getting people diagnosed and able to get help and receive treatment, because they only see, they only see, like, autism or ADHD as, like, one specific facet or in one specific, like, it's only little boys who are overreactive in class and are like stomping their feet all the time and scream really loud. It's not like the girl who can't like concentrate on anything, but she's sitting really quietly and is just unable to like focus on a thing, like doodling in her notebook.
Or for example, every autistic child is supposed to like dinosaurs and trains and you know, like,
it was just, it's just very stereotyped to one
like,
thing.
It's so stereotyped to, like, my parents didn't notice that I would play Guitar Hero for 6 hours straight, and still do to this day, by the way. Great game. But I'd be playing that game for 6 hours straight when I was, like, little, and I would not care about anything else.
Yeah.
I, you know, do you want to eat? No, I'm playing Guitar Hero. Well, you haven't eaten today. I'm playing Guitar Hero. Like, but, yeah, no, I feel like people just miss that it's the pattern to things. It's not the specific thing, and that's...
If you don't come across in the most cookie-cutter, like, shape of, like, whatever they think this disability is, because I think a lot of people were able to accept Core and his disability on him, because he very much outwardly showcased the common traits of someone with autism.
But they were messed up to him, too.
Yes, what? But they were very messed up to him.
Yeah.
Like, very much infantilizing.
Infantilizing.
But also the thing is, he came from a very rough, and he was very high needs, like, and they would put all, like, well, I guess.
Yeah, there was also, the support wasn't there in Huntington as well, but that's just in general. Like, a lot of places just don't have.
Well, and I mean, there are still schools today where they, like, my dad told me about them doing this in the 80s, and I kind of thought it was just, like, a thing in the 80s, but they still do it today, and it keeps getting found out that it's happening today. But, like, when kids will, they'll call them, like, autism meltdowns or autism attacks in the news and stuff, but it's really just sensory overloads that kids don't know how to handle.
Yes.
And they'll tackle them or, like, hold them down to the ground or, like, put them in a cage or something.
I've seen this recently.
Yeah, I saw a kid in a cage pretty recently. I heard something about that. And... you know, like, they don't care that that's obviously going to make it worse.
They don't know how to de-escalate.
Yeah, they aren't informed on it.
Yeah.
They kind of think, like, oh, well, since this person can't, like, especially with nonverbal autistics, I've noticed this, but they think, this person can't communicate with me, they don't understand me. And that's not the truth. And that's simply not, or if they can't communicate with me, they're brain dead, like...
They don't understand they're like just anything.
They're like an animal or something. Like, it's not the case.
I feel like we, like, grew up, though, around... Especially going to John Hancock Demonstration School. Because I feel like a lot of people
We had a very big deaf and hard of hearing population. Yeah. We were a demonstration school, so we had a big special ed program at our school as well. Because, like, what demonstration schools are, like, the schools that other teachers go to kind of prep for when they start learning to be a teacher. And so we were really exposed and, like, regularly exposed to people, like, many facets and differences in disabilities and all stuff.
To, like, learn sign language, we got to,
like, we had interpreters compassion in every room. That was very cool.
We had our
ASL class. We were able to, like, I think that's what we need to be exposed to, but it's just unfortunately not what happens.
Yeah.
Well, and luckily with Trump going into office, you know, they're gonna defund public school system, so we may see the first batch of Americans that can't read since, like,
We've already had the literacy rate. That since is crazy COVID to started.
Me. That's true. That is true. Yeah.
The fact
COVID, and like I can talk about COVID, especially in the realm of disability and disability justice in general, because that's all that COVID encompasses is disability justice and the way people interact with COVID. And
I'm gonna say more disability injustice.
Right? Definitely an injustice, but like it's very much an all encompassing, and the way that people interact with COVID can really tell you how they think about people with disabilities, because especially if you were very much against masking, it shows that you do not care about the immunocompromised or disabled who are at higher risk for death and furthering of their disability during COVID if they contracted the disability. And then I think we've seen like kind of a fascistic uprising with people who are not wanting to mask for other people to help them, because it's all just about me and like my comfort and stability and all that stuff. But COVID in general, people haven't, like, because of the schooling system and Zoom not being a great place for learning to take place in, kids have started to suffer as well with their literacy skills, because you don't have to focus on Zoom class. So there's been an uprise on kids who aren't able to read or, like, do anything academically. And then on top of that, with AI coming in, it's just, we're seeing... Well, I mean, in general, though, we want a less educated force for more fascism to take place. So I think it's kind of like the purpose of the system in general. So it's working, but like
not good. Basically, not working for us.
If you're an individual, they don't want you there.
Yeah, if you and have any thoughts.
That was something weird, too, about like just about like how ableist society is. When I was little, I used to be like kindergarten, first grade. I was really, like, depressed and suicidal because I just thought that, like, I saw the rest of the world as a giant machine, like a bunch of cogs and gears and all this, and I just didn't fit anywhere because, you know, you know, when I think back on that, it's like, no, that was just because we live in a society that doesn't really support individuality or gun for anyone to be allowed to be different. And if you're not supporting the cis in white the way male system
that they want you to, they do not have any care for you.
There's so much.
It's very cool. Very cool of our corporate society.
Oppression.
Yeah.
Systematic greed, corporate oppression.
Okay. Like, a lot of the injustices we see within disability, like ableism in of itself is because of capitalism. But capitalism, the root of all issues.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, that really is...
No, because it's true.
And like, capitalism?
Really read Karl Marx. Read Das Kapital.
The Communist Manifesto.
Read Lenin's fucking imperialism being the latest stage. Oh fuck. It's very good book, very good book, and it's happening right now.
I think you should also read 1984 by George Orwell.
Shouldn't have to do school so I can read.
You should also read Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas by Hunter S. Thompson.
Imperialism, the highest stage of capitalism.
Yes, that one. But the Hunter S. Thompson book is another interesting take on how dead Americans, the American dream is. Because where you think it's just about taking drugs in Las Vegas, he's talking about, like, he was like, you can see the tide of where the movement that once was individuality is marked in Las Vegas and California. And, it's about the hippie scene and, like, how the hippie scene died more than it is about the drugs if you really read into it, which is really kind of interesting. That's also a really good movie with Johnny Depp in it. So if you don't like reading or can't because you're on Zoom calls, highly recommend.
Next. Never mind.
Too off topic?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
That's fair enough.
Okay. What advice would you give to someone experiencing ableism for the first time?
Shut up, hit a cart, and get over it. No, I'm kidding.
I'm cutting that part out.
Okay.
Okay. My advice would be, I mean, especially, I would say, I can't, ugh.
I have more to say with my statement.
My brain. Okay, you go and I'll think of what I'm going to say while you talk.
So what I meant by shut up, hit a cart, and get over it was really not just to do that. It's more encompassing. Basically, there's not going to be a societal change, if we're being honest, with the country we live in. This is just something that is going...
Do you agree,
it's
Maya?
Going to affect you. And there's not a whole lot that you can do about that.
Do you
that
agree?
That it will affect you.
That there's not going to be societal change.
I think it's possible, but I think not in America first.
Not anytime in the America next 4 years.
America will be late to the game, and then we'll claim that we were the first to do it, just like everything else.
Maya, what's brewing in your mind?
I think we need to burn it all down.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we just need to erase the system and don't have a system and just live.
But I mean, like, just you know, you'll hear people say things. If you interact, it will probably... Sorry,
back.
Gigi's...
This is bad, actually. I pulled my back muscle.
Yeah, she can't lift weights well.
Yeah, that hurt.
Do you need ibuprofen?
I took a... something. And the... He gave me migraine medicine for my back pain.
Yeah, because it works for everything. Excedrin is the greatest thing ever.
I agree.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. But yeah, no, I mean, like, yeah. A lot just of the times...
Holy crap!
Don't take all of them.
It's just what are these? Fish oils?
No, they're ibuprofen.
Why do they have juice?
They're gels.
In
they're gel ibuprofen. My God.
I'm not giving you. Don't take all of them.
I'm only taking two.
No, put them in your pocket.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyways, yeah, like, you're gonna see ableism, you're going to encounter it. Do what you can, talk to the people you know you can, but sometimes people won't change, and that's where you just gotta, you know, just, okay, you're not my person, you're not my friend, I'ma shut up to you, I'ma hit my cart, and I'ma get over what you said, because there's no reason for me to dwell on somebody else's ignorance.
Okay, I would say... probably buy like 7 pairs of AirPods and put them in your ears and then download Spotify and just blast every song you've ever heard over and over again. Maybe the same song 20 times.
I'll be doing
and
that.
Just go into a different world and think about what life could be like if you weren't yourself. Because it would be sad because...
Fuck?
No, it would be sad if you weren't yourself. Because you should love yourself.
Who out here doing it like you, big dog?
There's nobody like you, especially if you're not like them. Because they're not like us. And we love everybody. And there will be people that will accept you and love you.
Yeah, find your people.
And nobody. And if somebody is a really, like, a person you want in your life... I know this doesn't apply when you have to, like, work, like, in the real world and do things with people that you're obviously not gonna get along with or that won't understand you or isn't educated on disabilities or mental health or
a
lot of things. Find people that understand. And even though there are resources for people... they're not the best and they're not obviously easily accessible, especially if you're already in a bad place, but I would just say reach out to people that love you because people...
Yeah, they un-gate-kept the suicide hotline for you.
Yeah, like, they changed the number for you.
Yeah, it you know, you used to have to be a real one to have that unlocked. Yeah, no, it used to be 1-800-273-8255. Now it's just 988. But like... You know, they really just made it so, like, the OGs, like,
mm-hmm.
You know.
I don't think I could ever call that.
You don't? I have before.
I haven't. Well, I just am like, I'll just come over to Maya's house and throw my shoe at her, and then she won't let me leave.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Remember that one time that you just told me in the car, you're like, if we don't pull over and, like, I'm gonna...
Girl, should we have this on recording?
No, I can cut it. I can cut some of this. I'll choose...
Yo, leave it all
I'll choose the words wisely.
Girl, you're gonna cut the wrong shit again.
If I say...
Okay, save yeah, the fucking... Just... Download the fucking... Yeah. Download it. Well, I'm downloading it for you, and you're emailing it to me, so we're not losing this again.
Do you want to know what happened to me?
Sure.
You're
not keeping this in.
This is what happened. I was cutting the podcast, and I accidentally cut out everything I wanted to keep. And then I cut even more out and added some random... sounds.
Hey, you listening? Drop it, give me 5 right now. Come on. No, do it.
They did it.
All right, 1, 2. What's no, happening? Don't try to use your.
How can listeners get involved in advocacy efforts to combat ableism, Maya?
That was a lot of big words, buddy. What was Maya? That? One more time.
So, join. Local organizations. If you're a college student right now, you probably have so many organizations at your college that are just waiting for more members to appear. Just join your local activist organizations. And if you don't have those, I know, like, having a disability is exhausting in and of itself, but create your own community. Create the organizations at your school. Be one of the first
with
people.
Imaginary people in your brain.
No. You find real people. You crowdsource.
Go network.
Personalities in your brain.
No?
Gigi, you're...
I'm sorry. Okay, go on, Maya. That was really good.
But yeah, you just... You organize. You... Yeah, start going to protests.
You know, also, you should probably get a cat.
Go to the Capitol. Well, stand
no.
out there.
No, get a cat, too, because getting a cat will help you.
If you look up your city and then...
Where were you on
up-
January 6th?
If you look up your city and you look up, like, local disability organizations or look up, like, the food pantry and stuff mm-hmm. like that, you'll or the community center and find places like that where you can go. I know at KU, a big spot that people can go to regardless if they need any support or anything is the ECM. It's right next to the Union, and it's over there. It's something multicultural.
Hey, they got shows in there.
Emusinable. Yeah. The ECM's great. I love the ECM. Jesse Duke is amazing. She helped us so much.
Ecumenical Campus Ministry or something.
Yep. Do you know when their houses and homes are raided by the police, they take their birth certificates, they take their social security cards, they take pictures of their relatives and their families and all their items, their dentures, their canes, jeez. Their walkers, and they throw that shit out? Our cops, they really know what to do. They put them on the streets, they disregard them. People do not see homeless people as real people, and then they go and they ravage their homes over and over again, take everything that they own. It's truly despicable. And KU Lawrence recently did it with the homeless encampment at the Amtrak mm-hmm. that I was protesting at City Hall a couple months ago, but they still went through with it, so.
Yeah, they,
Boots is playing with a piece of bread under my bed.
Dude, on God, that's
if
real.
I was a cat, that's what I would be doing.
Bro, I had Cheeto, like hot Cheeto, actually, you. Asshole.
I fell asleep while eating... What's the word?
Takis?
No.
I love Takis.
The biscuit. But the biscuit with the flaky things? Like the ones that you cook? Things.
What?
The pastry man?
Like the things that you cook.
The biscuit
man. Cinnamon rolls?
No, Pillsbury.
Oh, Pillsbury
Doughboy?
Yeah, I made one of those.
Crescent rolls.
And I brought one of them to
did
bed
you put
for
butter
me.
On it?
No.
What
did
the
you just
fuck?
Ate it dry?
No, it was good. It was baked, freshly baked.
With no butter?
It didn't need butter.
It needs butter. It needs butter.
It did not need butter.
It
anyway.
Needs butter.
Da 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 da. How can workplaces, schools, and communities be more accessible and inclusive?
Not get rid of their fucking DEI centers. Blah blah blah.
The
at
right
KU.
Call out.
At KU. At KU.
Yeah.
Fully at KU.
Why was Grandpa happy about that?
He didn't even know about it.
He said something about the DEI. He was like, Trump's gonna get rid of...
Oh, that's just because conservatives have, like, a hard-on for, like, anything DEI recently.
I know, but
conservatives
why
just have a hard-on for anything that helps people, that makes them mad. They're like, hey, I did... Well, because I think the problem is...
I didn't know that Obamacare was the Affordable Care Act. Oh, my God. We should get rid of Obamacare and keep the Affordable
Care
Act.
They're gonna take my minutes away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, also, like, I have a theory in my head that the majority of Republican people are, like, probably
gay,
neurotypical.
Yeah.
And probably have just, like, we're able to accomplish things in the society where we've built for specifically neurotypical people.
And they're like, I can do it, why can't they?
Yeah, exactly. And then they, you know, I mean, there's, like, a reason that, like, they take a lot of hate out towards, like, the trans community, for instance. And it's just, like, dude, I think that you just probably, if you don't understand it, you don't like it. And that's fine if you don't like things you don't understand, but that doesn't mean you have to externalize hate for it.
Just say you're done.
I don't really blame where conservatism is at, or the alt-right, where it's at right now, on the individual who fell across the pipeline. I think it was very much a systemically placed and, like, idealized system that wanted people to be less educated and lead them into these very, very, like, negative thinking about other people. Yeah, it's very much they pry on other people's, because I do think people do have a natural fear of what is different from them. They like staying close to people that they know and that is similar. Yeah. And so conservatism really hankered down on that and brainwashed these people to, like, despicable levels. So I don't think it's really on the single person. I think they've just been spewed this rhetoric over and over again that just over time has gotten so much more disgustingly racist and openly transphobic, ableist, homophobic, Islamophobic. Just in general, like, all
of the phobics. Or, like, for, you know, it's, like, just something you haven't seen before that a lot of people can be like, wow, that's so interesting and cool about you, man. Nice.
If you're not kind of, like, introduced to it early on. Yeah, yeah.
Last thing will be, so this is what you can do to not be ableist. Or I guess my point of this all is try to educate yourself on how to help people with disabilities, and know that sometimes, like, you can't, like, just because somebody can be disabled and they might not appear to be disabled. It's conscious, try to be inclusive, I would say, try to make everybody included in what is going on. I really don't know what the fuck I'm saying. My ending of this is, don't be
an asshole.
Yeah, don't be messed up.
Don't be a bad
person.
Be
kind to everybody. Try not to disturb people, and try to be aware of things that you cannot see.
Yeah.
And
just love others, love yourself.
Have awareness of other people. And don't be rude.
You got anything, Sweet
and,
Boots?
And, free Gaza.
Yeah, free Palestine.
Free Palestine. Nobody,
read book, educate yourself.
Yeah, do that. And, if you want to get on a good class action lawsuit.
No.
Never mind.
Get on the fucking...
Dude, Celsius is paying out huge.
Yes, I drink Celsius every day. And
they had rats in their shit.
I don't believe it.
What, they have what?
They had rats in their shit.
Okay, I'm ending this. Hopefully this is good enough. And I'm praying that...
Man, what's the criteria?
It is good.
Hey, if you don't give Gian an A,
no.
You're going to get an email from me personally.
And you're just going to click delete. Okay, goodbye. Okay. Have a great day and have a great week and a life that's good. And be nice, people. Thank you. Bye. Gigi, out of here.